Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and it's one of my favorite times of the month. We've got BMA Atlanta, Business Marketing Association of Atlanta, in the studio with me. We've got Mark Semmelmeyer, the president. We've got Natalie McNulty, the VP of Young Professionals. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So tell me what's been going on at BMA Atlanta since the last time we talked, Mark.
Last time we were in the planning stages for kind of bringing BMA Atlanta back after a two-year hiatus. And I'm real pleased to say that thanks to the efforts of a pretty effective and active board, we've had our first event, which was back at the end of April, luncheon. Drew a little over 60 people, which was very good. We've had our first Young Professionals event, which was not heavily attended. We had 10, 12 people there, but the buzz was real good. So we've got the next two luncheons planned. The next one will be June 24th, and we'll be in hopefully after that one to speak about what the balance of the season will be. And it looks like we're trying to set up a track of programs that really address marketing automation, SEO, the sorts of things that small, medium-sized businesses, even large businesses, need to know and consider to get their whole get their integrated program together, especially now with all the social media, mobile, and everything else. Was at the BMA National, well, it's international, actually. They had almost 100 attendees from other countries last week in Chicago, and found it very fascinating that the organization as a whole articulated exactly the same things that the Atlanta Board articulated as we started to form up, which is the three focuses need to be person-to-person networking, professional development, education, and engagement and professional development for the young professionals in the business.
Definitely.
And that is why we're here today, is to talk about young professionals and kind of where we are. Natalie's leading the charge, if you will. You know, we're trying to create that kind of organization for BMA in Atlanta is concerned. And, you know, I've got some perspectives on things, too. I just wrote an article about, gosh, things have changed. And, you know, here's kind of some basics you need to keep in mind. So, Natalie, what do you think? What's the challenges today for the young professional in business marketing?
I think a lot of what we heard, especially at the last event, was some of the marketing disciplines today. And honestly, it's surprising to hear that B2B versus B2C and just delineating what the difference between the two is a huge issue. A lot of the curriculum today in schools is heavily focused on B2C when it comes to marketing.
Definitely.
And they don't really focus on B2B. And it's important to understand that there are two different mentalities when it comes to buying, and they operate completely differently. So I would say that is one. Understanding new industries and being able to jump from industry to industry when you have clients that are in completely different spaces.
Definitely.
And you're new to a work environment in general. So talking about ways to prepare and ways to research for that is a big one. And then the opportunities to network and receive mentorship, I think, outside of the workplace and be able to kind of start building your group of connections is huge for
definitely
people too.
So you were talking about moving from industry to industry. So there are basic fundamental skills that transfer. A lot of those transfer. You just have to sort of learn the industry specifics, right?
Exactly.
So Natalie, let's go back. Let's rewind a little bit. How did you get into this role? And give us a little background about yourself and how you got into the working world.
Sure. I actually started out as a journalism major and interned at a few places around here in Atlanta and realized that my passion was really in the PR marketing piece of it and working with the people that were at the same company. And again, networking, I met several people who have connected me to other positions. And I just recently switched from the B2B small agency side, a company called Motomoto, which Moira is also on our board. And I am now on the corporate communication side. So Moira introduced me to Mark, and I have been helping YPs since then. We're trying to get the program off the ground. BMA has been around for 30 plus years, but YP's new to the scene, so we're just trying to build some of that awareness right now.
What made you want to sort of go out and help the young professionals out there?
I think that as a young professional myself, some of the best things that I've learned is having a mentor in the space. You learn more than that than you do in school. It's that real world hands-on experience. And again, you know, every position that I've been afforded today has been because of meaningful connections that I've established. So
definitely. Yeah, they should teach that more in college, and they should work on the more business side, because they teach you all the technical skills. They promise you this high-paying job, but then you don't have the interpersonal skills to really make that happen.
Exactly.
So tell me about some of the challenges our young professionals are facing coming into the work world, because I hear a lot of people moving back in with their parents, and they can't get jobs, and they're sort of lost.
Well, I think that that's slowly changing, especially with the technology boom here in Atlanta. I think young professionals bring new skills when it comes to new technology, marketing automation, social media. You know, they're connected at the hip with mobile and web. So I think that that is slowly changing. But some of the challenges that they're facing, again, is understanding, being resourceful, being innovative, and trying to find those new opportunities. So.
Definitely. And is there a communication problem between like Gen X's and millennials coming in there, and they're just not working together? Do the millennials need to learn some more communication skills just to be able to communicate their ideas to the Gen X?
I absolutely agree with that. Mark, what would you say as a...
yes, there are... Matter of fact, the absolute last presentation on Friday, the BMA conference, was they refer to themselves as Gen C connected. Is how to communicate with us. In one sense, it was like, yeah, you want this. Come back in 5 years. Tell me how that worked for you. But at the other side of the coin, it is really true. You know, the average, I think, younger professional, you know, let's say 26, 27, 28, you know, grew up very differently than I did. I've got 40 years of experience in business-to-business marketing from agencies and corporate side. You know, somebody put a cell phone in their hands when they were 10.
Yeah.
They had a laptop or a tablet before they ever entered middle school. They may or may not have ever read a real newspaper, you know, I mean physically.
Or even read a whole newspaper digitally.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, there's that too.
But, short attention spans.
So it's a real – their medias of choice, their communications vehicles – are different than those of us who are a bit older, especially in my case where, you know, hey, my idea of connection is occasionally I post on Facebook. You know, I look at my email and my phone. That's an amazing thing. So I think it's a two-way street. I mean, where we are right now with young professionals to a pretty significant extent is as Natalie described it. Schools aren't very good, and they never really have been, with a couple of exceptions, at teaching anything in the way of B2B marketing communications. It is a very different proposition than B2C. What's interesting about B2B is that business-to-business selling accounts for almost 60% of the U.S.'s GDP.
Wow.
But it only accounts for about 5% of the marketing and communications people. And that, to me, is a real interesting dichotomy. I think the other part of the dichotomy that is really impacting the B2B marketing world and the young professional today is pretty simple. You know, and I've seen over 40 years, I've seen it over and over again. You know, business goes down, marketing communications plans go on the shelf, and marketing communications people go on the street. 3 years later, business comes back. Yeah. The CEO is talking to the head marketing guy. He says, you know, we got to get back into this this branding, this promotion arena. What are we going to do?
And the whole landscape had changed by then.
Exactly.
Drastically.
Exactly. And they say, well, you know, we don't want to spend a whole lot of money. We're not sure exactly what will happen. How can we staff the position? And a lot of times they fill it from within, with someone who may have had some advertising or marketing courses in college that's working inside, yeah. Might be in marketing, might be in sales, you know, or they've hire somebody younger from outside. And today, that used to not be a big deal because even 15 years ago, walking in, the toolbox was kind of the same on either side of the street, younger or older, I will say. You know, because print was still something that was there, the web was still kind of new.
It was a fad back then.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you remind me of a story that I'll share it real quick. BMA's website has a very interesting URL. In 1992, I went on the national board when we changed from BPAA, Business Professional Advertising Association, to BMA. I mean, as an organization, we've been around since 1922. And I got on a committee of three people saying, should we look at this web thing? Is this something we ought to be doing? It's 1992. And so three of us kind of went off in the corner and took a look at it and said, yep, we certainly need to be there. Great. What kind of URL can we get? We wanted BMA, but the British Medical Association
already had took it.
Yeah. So we settled on marketing.org.
That's so you guys win. You guys win.
Yeah, sort of, kind of. You know, but it's very different today. And the issue is that, you know, the business buyer has continued. It continues to age. There's not a lot of senior buying responsible business people out there who are 25 years old. There are a lot of them who are 45, 55, and 65. So the toolbox that the younger professional brings and wants to use may be a lot different than the tools that the older buyer is looking for. And I think the biggest challenge right now is to help bridge that gap. One. Two, though, that said, you know, in a lot of businesses, in smaller techs and startups and things like that, you are looking at the younger entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, the older marketers have got to figure out how to communicate with them the way they want to be communicated with.
Definitely.
So it's really a two-way street.
Well, I think you bring up a really good point. This is the first time in history that the younger generation is coming out and learning things that the older generation didn't know. It used to be you get out of the working world, you go in there, you get mentored, you get brought up, and the older generation knows everything about everything, and you're learning as you go along. And now you have something where the younger generation grew up with all this technology, and they know how to tweet, and they know how to fix computers and do all this that the older generation might not have as good of a grasp on. So it's a very interesting dynamic there.
And I think it needs to be a marriage between the two, because at the same time, while marketing automation is great and social is great because that is where today's buyer is, I also think that some of the traditional marketing methods like direct
picking up
mail
a phone and
email
and actually
marketing,
talking
exactly,
to somebody.
One-to-one connections are proven and valuable, and I think that the older generation of workers has those mastered, and so that's where their experience comes in and can help. And I think they can both teach each other something.
Definitely. Well, what advice would you give to millennials? Like I was joking, but a lot of millennials, they don't want to pick up the phone and talk to somebody. And when you're doing B2B sales, relationships is the king of the sale, no matter what you're doing. How you form that relationship might have changed a little bit, but building a relationship of trust is how sales happen in B2B marketing and B2B sales.
And while your content needs to be relevant and appealing, like you said, I think that everybody's on the web, and people are being bombarded by so many different, you know, emails. And
They're intelligent nowadays.
Exactly. So I think that making your communications different and making them detailed and to that specific person, and like you said, even just picking up the phone or doing things that are personalized really go a long way.
Yeah. I mean, you can make the connection through a digital media like Twitter. You make that connection. But how special would it be if, like, hey, yeah, we've connected over Twitter. That means something. Let's go grab coffee now and talk about how we can work together.
Exactly.
So what's next for BMA and the young professional? What do you have in mind for them, the different programs that you're going to build for them?
Well, we have a few programs for the rest of the year lined up. The next one is going to be July 16th, and that is going to go back to exactly what we're talking about, which is marketing disciplines and some of those key areas that people want to know about coming out of college. And then from there, we have some other ones on nailing presentation skills, and we're really just making a focus on bringing some of the senior leadership out and some of the seasoned veterans to come and connect with these young professionals and help start mentoring them. So lots of good stuff lined up.
Definitely. Well, we were talking about the toolkit for young professionals earlier. What skills do they need to have in their tool belt to be successful? Because marketing's really one of those professions that you could have had a bachelor's in fine arts, but guess what? You can get into marketing. It's a wild west right now. You can learn it, and you could go get a job as a marketer and make good money. But what skills do they need to know?
I think communication skills are big. Obviously, your writing skills with presentations and proposals, and building client relationships, I think, is really important too. So working on some of those interpersonal skills.
Yeah, I think that the other part of that is that regardless of generation or media's of preference or any of those things, there's some fundamental things that everybody who's going to be in marketing and marketing communications needs to always keep in mind. And that is that your job is to put a compelling selling message in front of a potential customer and talk to them the way they want to be talked to. So there's some things that don't change no matter what your tools are. Targeting is number one. You know, you got to understand who that buying audience is, you know, and you know, you got to make sure that you understand the mindset, because if you just go scattergunning your messages all over the world, it's a waste of money. I think second, you know, beyond targeting, you need to really strategize media. And that's media from Twitter to newspapers. You know, you've got to understand each one of those has a different way of a different meaning to its user.
Definitely.
And you got to communicate, pick the right message, you know, to communicate there the right way. Third one is creative, you know, for lack of a better term. I mean, we all get hit with 150, 200 advertising messages a day. How many of them do you remember?
No, hardly any.
Exactly. But I bet you I could say, you know, if what's the slogan for McDonald's? You're gonna say, yeah, that's
it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, that's it. See, memorable. More memorable is better. So creative still makes a difference. I think the fourth, you know, part of all that is that when you get all that done, you've targeted your audience, you've strategized, you've created a plan to get them, you've used all your media. You know, you got to measure what happened. You have to measure what happened, because if you don't, you know, John Wanamaker, the Philadelphia department store magnate, once said, half the money I spend in advertising is wasted. Problem is, I don't know which half. And so today, you know, you can count email opens, and you can count web clicks, and you can count all that almost immediately, you know. And what you can't count immediately, God, the web's made market research so much cheaper and easier and more useful. You've got to measure it. And then finally, you got to take what you learn, put that back into the plan for next year. But to Natalie's point, networking is very important. Mentorship is very important. Marketing communications is a craft, and craftspeople have always learned from the masters of the craft. It's not something you get out of books. You need to be out there. You need to be talking. Hey, you may be the master even at a young age, and we got things to learn from you, but the point is it's person to person, as you put it.
Well, also, I think you bring up a really good point. I think B2B sales is really – it's been pivoting. It's become a lot more transparent. I mean, the businesses and the people dealing with them, they're a lot smarter than they used to be. There's no hook and tagline anymore. It's about – I don't even like the word sales anymore. I like to say it's problem solving. The one company, business company, has a product. It solves a problem. They find someone they can help, and it's a win-win for everyone nowadays. So the market's really changing, I think. Do you see that as well?
Yeah. From a marketing positioning standpoint, there's like – three kinds of business-to-business positions you could take. You could be a really differentiated product.
Yeah.
Okay, as a differentiated product, you can, you know, because you've got features and benefits that others don't have, you're innovative, you can command a price. Then there's some minorly differentiated products, and that could be your equivalent to somebody else, but your sales or service is much better, and that's a better place to be. And then, you know, the bottom line of it is commodity. And unfortunately, a lot of business-to-business today, because of what the web can do with reverse auctions and just going for the low bid can do, is becoming very commoditized. That person-to-person element is becoming ever more important to keep your brand, your product from becoming commoditized.
Definitely. All right, so give us the dates for the events coming up for you guys. Do you have them?
Yes, the next event is going to be July 16th, and it's going to be at Five Seasons Brewing Company over Froswell Road in the Prado. So come out and learn about marketing disciplines and have a little fun while doing it, too.
Is that the one for the young professionals, or is that for everybody?
This is young professionals. When's your next event?
The next BMA luncheon will be at Maggiano's Perimeter on the 24th of June. Speaker we are just finishing negotiating with, but it's going to be a topic around marketing automation.
So I see a trend here. You guys pick really good restaurants with great food and great drinks.
It doesn't hurt.
Exactly.
All right. So, again, how do people reach out to BMA? How do they sign up? And how do these young professionals get in touch with you guys?
Sure. I mean, they can find us on marketing.org/Atlanta, or, you know, Young Professionals has a presence there, too. They can also find us on social media under BMA Young Professionals Atlanta.
And we have a very good, very active BMA LinkedIn page for Atlanta, where we will have a new website up by hopefully the end of June. We're going to tail off of what National's doing, which is a real good structure. We just completely rebranded the organization. So right now there's no website per se, but, you know, I think if I remember correctly, the stuff that you all put on your website, you know, has a listing for how to get a hold of BMA Atlanta. And I would encourage you, hey, don't hesitate to contact me personally either.
Yeah, you guys give that contact information as well.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, we're really excited. You know, we're obviously new to Atlanta, but we are really ramping up our efforts and bringing awareness. And the last event went really well, got a lot of good buzz for that. So we're hopeful for what's in the pipeline.
Well, let's go back to the quick bullet points just for the young professionals out there. What they'll benefit and what they'll get out of being part of BMA.
Sure. Again, it's the mentorship opportunities. It's building your network, learning some of these key marketing principles from the seasoned expert. So all around.
That's exactly what I hope to do and hope that the rest of our board and our membership can bring to it. Just be there for them to try and answer the questions that come up and learn from them as well.
Yeah, and go back and listen to some of our earlier BMA specials, because we've had some of your other board members and members on there, so you can see the level, the high level quality of mentorship that you guys really have.
Yeah, I've been a member of the organization for 30 years, and it's some of the best and brightest people I've ever known.
All right, well, thanks, guys, for being on.
Thank you.
Well, this is Kevin Finn for our guest today, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Atlanta Business Radio.